In classrooms, there has long been an assumption that students need to be still, calm, and attentive to learn. But more and more, researchers are finding that attitude could actually be hurting students. As Robbie Feinberg reports, teachers and students in Maine are trying to change that attitude by transforming what their classrooms look like.
You have 10 minutes to work on this.
Walk into Sue Chase's special education classroom at the Piscataquis Community Secondary School in Guilford, and the first thing you notice are the lights. Giant spherical LED lanterns hang from the ceiling, replacing the harsh fluorescent lights that are standard in most classrooms.
Because those bother some of my students, the noise and the flickering.
Traditional classroom seating has also been replaced.
The stools I purchased this year, some of those other chairs, the comfy chairs I purchased, a few every year.
Some seats are made of bouncy bungee material. Others are soft with pillows and cushions. And in the middle of the room, a student wiggles around on something called a wobble stool. It's a stool that lets a student shift their body up and down and side to side as they work. Chase says all of this design is intentional to let her kids move so they can stay on task.
And I see a big difference with them. They're less fidgety, or they can fidget, you know, but it's not distracting to them and other people.
Historically, parents and teachers, if they see somebody fidgeting, the natural reaction is to tell them to quiet down and to sit still.
Julie Schweitzer, the director of the Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder Program at the University of California, Davis, says there's long been an assumption in schools that if a student is fidgeting or moving around, they're misbehaving. But her research has found that for students with attention disorders like ADHD, fidgeting is actually an important cognitive process that helps them perform better. Schweitzer says allowing that movement from students, including through new kinds of furniture, can boost attention and learning.
I think it's something that those of us who work in the field for decades have noticed, that there are some teachers who seem to be clued in to think that maybe that the movement wasn't so negative.
But while teachers may want to change their classrooms, finding money in the school budget to pay for it is a different story. Schools rarely have the funds to pay for these new kinds of seats. Sue Chase, the teacher in Guilford, says her colleagues rummage through yard sales and flea markets to find the furniture they need. And teachers go online, too. On the crowdfunding website Donors Choose, nearly a dozen teachers in Maine alone are trying to scrounge up funds to buy new seating like wobble stools. Chase says it may cost money, but it's necessary.
I do spend a lot of money on my own. But, you know, it's just something that I feel as a teacher is important for my students. And we're not expected to do this, but it's just what we do, some of us do.
And even if you do find the equipment, Schweitzer at UC Davis says there are limits to how much movement a classroom can handle. A yoga ball can quickly become a bouncy distraction to the whole classroom if it's not used correctly.
That interferes with others' learning, and that's where it becomes more of a problem.
Why would somebody look this up?
Some students say they're glad to have more choices, though. In an English classroom at the Piscataquis Community Secondary School, 7th grader Eric Jacobs runs from table to table, tapping his pencil and shifting his feet back and forth. He says new kinds of furniture here, like standing desks and whiteboard desks, help keep him on task.
I'm usually pretty twitchy, so I use the stand-up desk to just, like, stay in one spot so that I'm not twitching so much. And I like to use the whiteboard desk to just draw little doodles while things are happening. This is the focus wheel.
And at Mount Blue High School in Farmington, a group of students has started a micro-business where they sell handheld plastic fidget devices that students can click or spin in class if they're stressed. Sophomore Liana Ridley helped start the project.
We want all these kids with anxiety and stress and just, like, who fidget with their hands. That's why we made the fidgets, to keep the noise down. Because
recess used to be the way that those students could move around and be more ready to learn in class. But Schweitzer says that as recess keeps getting cut in many districts, these new kinds of seats could be the way for students to channel their energy. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And education reporting on Maine Public Radio is supported by a grant from the Nellie Mae Educational Foundation.